Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, November 4th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Saudi Aramco kicks off long-delayed IPO. McDonald's CEO sacked over consensual relationship. And Under Armour under investigation. Leading today's news: shares of Saudi Aramco are set to begin trading on the Saudi stock market in early December, while the IPO prospectus will likely be released on November 10th. The Capital Market Authority did not list a time frame or say how much Aramco would sell, but sources told Reuters the oil giant could offer 1 to 2% of its shares on the local bourse, raising as much as $20 to $40 billion. Producing about 1/10 of the world's crude oil output, Saudi Aramco is the world's most profitable company, making $111 billion in net income in 2018. In other news, a surprise announcement over the weekend revealed the ousting of McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook for having a consensual relationship with an employee. "This was a mistake. Given the values of the company, I agree with the board that it's time for me to move on," Easterbrook wrote in an email. Chris Kempczinski, who previously ran McDonald's U.S. business, will replace him, though he will have big shoes to fill. McDonald's shares doubled during Easterbrook's tenure as he revived all-day breakfast options and put a charge into online ordering and delivery. McDonald's is down minus 2.2% pre-market. A new probe by the Justice Department and the SEC is looking into Under Armour's recognition of revenue and whether numbers were shifted around to artificially improve results. The news comes ahead of the company's earnings report tomorrow, which will be released before the opening bell. Ahead of the results, Under Armour says it has been cooperating with federal authorities on the issue for a couple of years and firmly believes its accounting practices and disclosures are appropriate. Equities rose across the globe overnight, with Hang Seng climbing 1.7% to lead gains in Asia. The Europe Stoxx 50 is up by 1%, and Dow futures are pointing to another 100-point advance at the open. There's lots of optimism surrounding trade. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said positive talks being held with automakers in Europe and Japan may mean tariffs could be avoided on cars being imported into the U.S., while licenses for American firms to sell Huawei will be granted very shortly. A surprise jobs number on Friday saw American employers add 128,000 jobs in October, comfortably beating an estimate of 89,000, adding to upbeat market sentiment. Driven in part by the U.S.-China trade war, Southeast Asian countries committed to signing a major Asia-Pacific trade pact in 2020 that would cover a third of the globe's GDP. This will significantly contribute to an open, inclusive, and rules-based international trading system and expansion of value chains, current chairman Thailand announced at the 35th ASEAN summit. RCEP involves all 10 Southeast Asian nations and 6 of their large trading partners: China, Japan, South Korea, India, Australia, and New Zealand. The UK suddenly ordered a total freeze on fracking operations on Saturday, citing public safety after a series of tremors. It signals a major shift in policy for Boris Johnson's Conservative government, which previously supported the fracking industry as a way to cut Britain's reliance on foreign energy imports. Business Secretary Andrea Leadsom told BBC Radio that the moratorium will stay in place for the foreseeable future, or until scientists say fracking can be done safely. Contract talks with Detroit automakers will not be impacted by the leave of absence of UAW President Gary Jones, who has been linked to an ongoing corruption probe by U.S. federal officials. That's according to a statement from the union, which is fighting tooth and nail to ensure our members have a brighter future. Jones will be replaced on an acting basis by Rory Gamble, who recently led the team that negotiated a new labor deal with Ford that is awaiting final ratification. A deal with GM has already been sealed, while talks with Fiat Chrysler are set to begin shortly. Microsoft Japan appears to have found the perfect recipe to Monday morning blues, and it actually led to an almost 40% jump in productivity levels for its workforce. The firm experimented with a 4-day work week this past August, given Fridays as paid leave, and 92% of employees said they were happy with the program by the end of its run. printing 58.7% fewer pages, and using 23.1% less electricity, Microsoft Japan is planning to conduct a similar work-life challenge this winter. "We should be happier to have a job than to have our savings protected," declared Christine Lagarde as the incoming ECB president criticized Germany and the Netherlands for the sin of having a government budget surplus. Lagarde, of course, comes over from the IMF, an organization that has never met a currency debasement it wasn't in favor of. Her comments suggest she's not only going to continue flooding the market with euros, but she will now break from ECB tradition to go after individual states that don't toe the line. Citing its intent to expand its plan to include health insurers, the White House is delaying the implementation of a rule requiring hospitals to disclose heretofore confidential rates for services. U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Chief Seema Verma said the Trump administration prefers a less disjointed approach and will proceed expeditiously to release a combined plan this quarter to rein in ever-increasing health care costs. Hospital operators, which consider negotiated rates as contractual trade secrets, have stated publicly that they will sue to block the rule. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and gold are all set to open in the green. On today's economic calendar, factory orders are out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.